welcome to another insightful episode of the Ndalama Insights Radio Show. Do you sometimes find yourselves comparing your business with others? Well, today we are taking a look at the topic, successful change may require you to get out of your way. And with me is my regular guest, Mukonki Mukonkela from Insight Partners Africa. Welcome to the show, Mukonki.
Thank you, Leslie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
All right, now let's get straight to it. How can a person block their own way to success?
Blocking your own way to success entails not being willing to change, even when circumstances or situations call for you to actually change. You don't want to change. When you do that, you're actually blocking your own way to success. Now, what this is, or what this means really, is most entrepreneurs, when they start out in business, they have this one vision that they want to attain. But along the way, reality strikes, and one reality comes from your customers or your competitors or even the economy. You see that these factors, customers, competitors, economy, play a huge role on your business, and they shed a lot of light in terms of what direction your business should take. Mm-hmm. But for most businesses or most entrepreneurs, even with this light, as bright as it can be, telling you that what you are doing is actually not what we want, most businesses are unable to move out of the way and refocus their light on something that can actually help their customers or their business move forward. Because of this, we can actually say that you are blocking your own way to success. This is what this topic is about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, many people do not last during the process of building a business. And with this in mind, why then is it important to sometimes get out of your way in order to make successful changes?
Definitely, many people do not last when building a business. And this is because, and which is why it requires you to get out of your way, because it's almost like you're the one who's actually blocking your own way. Because mm-hmm. most people think that business is smooth sailing. But in fact, there's a lot that's happening that requires you to be very attentive and to respond to what the market is trying to communicate to you. One of them is economic factors. For example, if you look at inflation, and I know when we talk about inflation, we're talking about the increase in prices of goods and services. But for a small business owner, inflation can actually be translated to what is the cost of a bag of mealie meal now compared to maybe 6 or 12 months ago. If you are at home, how many meals are you able to eat now compared to a few months ago? Are you still able to afford to eat 2 or 3 meals a day, or do you eat one meal after 3 days? Those trends affect all of our businesses. So being able to understand what is on the market affects how your business should respond. Now, as a business owner, if you are stuck, you can't even read the economic trends and how they are going to affect the business, the product or service that you produce, you are definitely blocking your own way to success. The other one is innovation. There's a lot of development in technology. And when people think about technology, they want to think of big, big things. I'll bring it down to the smaller businesses. Nowadays, a long time ago, we used to depend on going into the bank, especially the branch. You would go in the branch and actually deposit money or withdraw money. Nowadays, it's as simple as finding an Airtel or MTN booth and doing your transactions there. And it's as simple as that. For some business owners, they still not realize the value of such technologies on their business, and they still want to insist on getting in the branch, even at huge bank fees and all of that. So those kinds of behaviors block your way to success. Another one that I've referred to previously is the inability for you to actually understand your finances. Most entrepreneurs think, well, keeping records, receipts and invoices are for big businesses, but they don't understand that if you can't organize your receipts and invoices such that you can actually understand whether your business is profitable or not, because maybe you are fearing ZRA will come and take part of my money, you are blocking your way to success. So these are some of the areas a business owner can actually block their way and be unable to build good business. Yeah.
Entrepreneurship is a rapidly changing world, so you do not want to be caught behind trying to catch up. How can one get out of his or her way to make a successful change in their business?
You need to be very honest with yourself, and which is why planning every year, maybe depending on how this can actually be suitable for you, you need to go back to the drawing board. Always look at how your business is progressing. Is it on the right track? And if it is not, be honest with yourself and look at the factors that are affecting your business. If, as I've said, the economy has a dire effect on your business, you need to look at, you know, how can I move out of this situation? So you need to be very, very clear with yourself, blunt, if you like, and just look at the business the way it is. Even consult your customers and your suppliers. Then get their feedback and implement what some of the suggestions that they are giving you. And then one other thing is you need to separate yourself from your previous successes or achievements. Most people start off very well, but along the way they get stuck. And one reason why they get stuck is because they are getting in their way. And I've already mentioned how you can get in your way to success. So because in the past I did succeed, but now I'm not making progress, I don't know why. This is where you need to really come back and separate your previous successes to the situation you're in at the moment and find out the real reason why you're stuck so that you can make progress. I think this is the only way. You just have to go back to the drawing board. Look at how your business is performing. Look at your finances. Look at the economic factors that are affecting your business and be very clear. If it requires you to change your business, you need to do that. That is the only way you're going to get out of your way to success.
Okay. Now, in light of today's topic, Mokonke, why do most business owners fail to get out of their own way to accommodate successful change?
Many entrepreneurs think it's a cost. So to block your way to success simply means you are not taking action that is going to move your business forward. And one of the reasons is many entrepreneurs think it's an extra cost. For example, to invest in an accounting system. It's very clear you need this accounting system to understand how your business is performing in terms of your profit or your loss and your expenditure. But for many years, you've never done that. You've relied on a pen and paper. For you to actually spend money to implement this system, you actually think it's an extra cost and it's going to eat into your profit without realizing the adverse repercussions that not having that system also has on your business. So for many, it's thinking that implementing any idea is actually going to cost a lot of money. For others, it's an idea of being scared, of taking a risk, or going into the unknown. I've never ventured into this, so why should I take this risk and lose out even on the little that I have? So those are some of the reasons why they're really afraid to get out of their own way to success.
Okay. All right. What a great discussion we've had. And thank you so much for your time, Konki. But as we close off, any concluding remarks for our listeners?
Something to think about, really. And I would love to hear from the listeners. If they can drop me a comment on our Facebook page in terms of what are some of the ways that are holding you back from succeeding. All of us are come across a point where we are stuck. I don't know how to make progress. But if you think about it, you actually have ideas of what really is affecting you from making progress. So drop me a comment on our Facebook page. It's Insight Partners Africa's Facebook page. There's a group that you can join. It's the Ndalama Insights Radio Listeners Network group. And let's continue our discussion on this platform.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's all we had for you today. Thank you so much, Mokonke, and our wonderful listeners.